This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, there has been heavy bloodshed in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 76 and as many as 90 or more people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. Witnesses say the blast occurred at a security checkpoint near an office where Somali drivers pay their road taxes. Among the dead, a number of children. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the al-Qaeda-linked terror group al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. United Nations experts say al-Shabaab is capable of making its own explosives and using them as weapons of choice. A Taliban force today assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gun attack happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed Taliban fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties. An attack in Kunduz province Monday killed a U.S. Special Forces member. All this despite an on-again, off-again peace process with the United States aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. The wreckage of a tour helicopter has been found off the coast of Kauai in the U.S. state of Hawaii. A fire department battalion chief says remains have also been recovered.
The passenger manifest confirms 7 individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered 6 sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The U.S. Coast Guard said steep terrain, low visibility, choppy seas, and rain had complicated the search operation. Kauai is Hawaii's 4th largest island, known for its sharp mountain peaks, jagged cliffs, and tropical rainforests. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry says it's deployed its first intercontinental hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. President Vladimir Putin has boasted the weapon, which can travel 27 times the speed of sound, puts Moscow in a weapons class of its own. In Hong Kong today, police fought with protesters who marched through a shopping mall, demanding that mainland Chinese traders leave the city in another weekend of anti-government tension in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. The demonstration was in Xiong Shui, popular among the so-called parallel traders, who buy large volumes of duty-free goods to sell them on the mainland. Government broadcaster RTHK reported 14 people were detained. The new year is just days away, and tens of millions of people here in the United States will be focused on New York's Times Square for the annual New Year's Eve ball drop. Police in the city say there are no credible terror threats, but they are taking no chances. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
Thousands of police officers, 175 blocker vehicles, heavy weapons teams, bomb-sniffing dogs, radiation detectors, drones, helicopters, and even boats. NYPD Chief of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, John Miller.
Times Square is probably going to be the safest place on the planet Earth on New Year's Eve, because nobody else puts that kind of effort into an event like this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events. Still, I'm going to ask that members of the public, as always, remain vigilant.
Julie Walker, New York.
As the end of 2019 approaches, many Americans are taking time to remember some of the prominent people lost during the year. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
People like Congressman Elijah Cummings, who championed for the poor and for immigrants.
What country is that? This is the United States of America.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens was the leader of its liberal wing and a proponent of abortion rights and consumer protections.
At the very least, I know that learning on the bench has been one of the most important and rewarding aspects of my own experience.
Lee Iacocca became a folk hero, rescuing one of Detroit's big three.
You know, when I first took this crazy job, they were ready to bury Chrysler. Last year, you made us the fastest growing car and truck company in America.
And the leader of the Islamic State group was killed.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution condemning human rights abuses of the Rohingya and other minorities in Myanmar. The vote was 134-9 with 28 abstentions. The resolution calls on the government in Yangon to take urgent measures against the incitement of hatred. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.